The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is the handicapped hero, Gregory Iron, and you are listening to The Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
No, what?
God damn.
We live in a world where people are pissed off that Donald Trump might have been talking to some Russians. A world where Jim Cornette is offering $5,000 to beat the ever-loving shit out of Vince Russo. A world where Eric Bischoff would like to do the same thing but hasn't put up any money. And a world where Conor McGregor is going to kick the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. Welcome to the Shining Wizards for a special... I don't know when the fuck this is going to air, but I'm fucking right pissed off, and I needed a microphone in front of me. I just got home from work. I'm fucking aggravated, and I figured, let me spew some of my shit to all you people. Of course, it's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling, and I'm all by myself in Studio A, because Matt got burned in a pizza fire, Eddie got pulled in a fucking car wash chain accident thing. He's probably one of those jackasses that opens the door while he's going through the car wash and wonders why his fucking door rips off. And Kevin is probably enjoying a cocktail somewhere, sulking about the fact that John Cena is becoming a free agent. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I can interpret desperation, people. Who the fuck does John Cena think he is? Thinking that he's going to buck the system and pretty much destroy everything they've tried to set up. Is he co-branding? Is he going to go back and forth from Raw to SmackDown? Is John Cena, who's looking to get into acting, going to have to work Monday and Tuesday nights, plus the house shows, plus the pay-per-views? As if he doesn't fucking have enough money as it is. Let's be honest with you. If it wasn't for the fact that we've got an interesting matchup with Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship, you know, I care about that. I just don't give a fuck about anything else. Whatever. So Okada and Omega blew the roof off the five-star system once again, according to Dave Meltzer. Haven't seen the match yet, but apparently it was so good it got 6.25 stars. Does this even matter anymore? Are they going to have another rematch where Dave's going to go, it wasn't as good, let's give it 5.75? Are these two guys performing that well that they're off the charts? I haven't seen it. I don't know. But I thought the system was a five-star system because that's the best you could do. And if you really want to pick nits at what matches have been five stars over the years, that's the great thing about wrestling. You can sit there and debate it all you want. People go for Bret and Austin. People go for Bret and Shawn. People go for Shawn and The Undertaker. People go Savage Steamboat, Flair Steamboat, Flair Funk, for Christ's sake. And I'm sure Jerry Lawler had one or two in there. I'm sure one of them might have been with the little fucking Australian guy. I can't think of his fucking name, and I'm an idiot for not being able to think of his name right away, but fuck him anyway. I said butt fuck. Like it? Whether you don't or not, I don't give a fuck. So who gives a shit? I'll have to watch the match, but if it's as good as everybody says it is, I'm not going to be disappointed. I just don't get the whole fucking five-plus stars shit, whatever. We're going to put things on a high plane, or we're going to keep things fucking civilized? Speaking of civilized, I watch MMA periodically. I'm not a huge MMA fan. If the fights are on, I'll watch them. I've reached that point in my life where I do the same thing with football, although I still am a Giants fan. I could give two fucks how many people they drafted or how the fucking season's going or who's got more points in fantasy. I don't give a fuck, but I can tell you this much. I want Conor McGregor to beat the shit out of Floyd Mayweather. I don't want it to be a squash. I don't think Floyd Mayweather's going to have an easy time with Conor McGregor. And you know what? Even if I don't know much about it, I've followed boxing since I was a kid. I know a little bit about boxing. I've never had a boxing match, so if you don't like my opinion, go fuck yourself. But opinions are like assholes, to quote the great fucking Yoda of yesteryear, Mr. Phil Rea. Everybody's got one, and sometimes they fucking stink. Although I don't mind tonguing a few of them here and there. Gotta say, I'm an ass man. Wah, wah. All right, so look, let me break it down for a minute. Everybody says, yeah, this is a boxing match, and Conor McGregor's great at MMA, but he's going to be out of his element, and he's not going to have any wind for the fight, and he might last a few rounds, but he's going to go in there, he's going to tire himself out, and this is what Mayweather's built for and whatnot. Well, how do we know Conor McGregor hasn't been working on this stuff? How do we know that Conor McGregor's stamina isn't off the charts? How do we know that spending 3 minutes in an octagon doesn't take more out of you than, say, 6, 9, 12 minutes in a boxing ring? Now, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been in a wrestling ring. I know what it's like to have your ring wind, you know, your ring stamina, and to have, you know, your wind and your stamina outside the ring. I get that. But I don't understand the fact that so many people are writing this off so quickly. The guy's got a punch, and there's always that puncher's chance in boxing. He catches Mayweather early on, Mayweather could be in a world of trouble real quick. And sometimes when you get knocked around, it's not so easy to dust it off and get back on the saddle and continue to ride. Yes, Floyd Mayweather probably goes down as one of the greatest fighters in history. I don't think there's much of an argument there. I still don't like the fact of all the bullshit that went on trying to book this Manny Pacquiao fight that took forever to book. But it is what it is. It's politics. There's politics in wrestling. There's politics in politics. Waka waka. And there's politics in MMA. There's politics everywhere. But the bottom line is this fight is signed. And I don't think people should just brush this off like Conor McGregor is just going to lose this thing. Would I be surprised if McGregor gets knocked out in the first round? No. It's clearly Floyd Mayweather's element. This is what he does for a living. But, and this is a big but, I cannot lie. MMA fighters train to punch, don't they? I mean, they train in everything else, and they don't train like a boxer does to punch. But you can't tell me Mayweather gets popped in the face a few times by a few hands from Conor. He's not going to wake up and he's not going to say, damn, I should take this guy more seriously. Look, there's so many variables. Bottom line is, I don't think you're going to be able to sit here and tell me that this is going to be a squash. Conor's going to go down quickly. Don't waste your money. It's all a gimmick. It's all bullshit. I'm interested. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. I really am interested in this fight. And if McGregor gets knocked out, what does he lose? Who really has anything to lose in this anyway? I mean, if Mayweather loses, it's like, oh, Mayweather lost, is undefeated, and he was the greatest boxer of all time. No. No, he fucking finally manned up and said, let's do this shit. Let's put this shit together. I don't think it takes anything away from the fact of what he's accomplished in boxing. Same with McGregor. McGregor could turn around and say, well, you know what? Maybe if it was MMA, you know, I would have had a better shot. Probably, yeah. But the fact that these guys said, fuck it, let's do this, and McGregor graciously said, yeah, let's do this in your arena, got to give it up to both of them. And don't count Conor McGregor out. I say he knocks the fuck out of him, but that's just me talking as a fan. I don't give a fuck either way. I'm interested. I'm going to watch it, and that's all I got to say about that. Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit BottomLineMerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this band since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturgio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night, exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
So Braun Strowman's coming back soon. I hope they fucking continue the push. But since fucking Roman
Reigns
is on a fucking tear, who the fuck knows what's going to happen? Hey, you're making an announcement next week? Big fucking deal. Who gives a shit? Turn heel already and get the fuck on with your life, please. I don't know. I'm looking at some wrestling shit here. Oh, great. There's a fucking Hulk Hogan. Gawker documentary film that's going to be hitting our television screens and possibly movie screens soon. I don't know if it's debuted yet, but I've heard good things about the new Glow series on Netflix. Looking forward to seeing that. Haven't watched it yet. Haven't really sat down to watch much of anything lately. Congratulations to Burt Bawkins. He welcomes his first child. I had no idea that they were expecting. Look at that. Congratulations, Mackenzie Rose Myers. I bet you she's adorable. If she looks like her old man, she's going to fucking break some hearts. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. It's good for them. Congratulations. What else am I pissed off about? Yeah, so Jim Cornette fucking threatened Vince Russo last week. Told him he had $5,000. No cops. No guns. No knives. But give me a time and a place and come take it from me. And Vince Russo admittedly put out a little thing where he was insulting Jim Cornette, but he's doing so in a mocking way. And Jim Cornette came back and pretty much called him a pussy. And Eric Bischoff came back on his podcast and pretty much called Vince a pussy and said he's called him out over the years on tons of shit. And he said there's no need to take up anything with him because he just contradicts himself and he's a piece of shit. Hey, man, anytime, like I said with Kevin Gill a few weeks ago, anytime fucking Vince Russo and Jim Cornette are going at it, I'm a happy camper. I don't know. It's just interesting to me. Very interesting to me. I don't know if there's anything else to really fucking talk about. I mean, Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar on a collision course for great balls of fire. It's weird. I mean, Samoa Joe is probably not going to win this match, but he has no fear. He gives zero fucks. He's going to take it to Brock Lesnar, and I think that's the kind of thing we need. I don't think he's going to have an easy time like Goldberg did or even win. But if Lesnar gives him some like he did in the brawl they had on Monday, and he makes Joe look good, puts a little shine on Joe before he beats him with the spear and the jackhammer, good for him. Good for him. Looking forward to that, actually. Is Balls of Fire even this weekend? I don't know. I thought I saw some shit about a Money in the Bank ladder match, I guess, for the SmackDown people. You know, let me click on this. Let me see who's in this, because every time there's a Money in the Bank, they always wind up being, pretty damn good matches. Oh, okay, so here we go. So we got Sami Zayn, we got Baron Corbin, we got AJ Styles. It looks like Dolph Ziggler, but it's more like Frankenstein in this picture. Shinsuke Nakamura, and I guess your current United States champion, Kevin Owens. I know that they were trying to make Nakamura look like, oh, he was going to win it, but if they don't point to Baron Corbin at this point, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with him. Didn't he win the fucking battle? No, Mojo Rawley won the battle royal. Where's Mojo Rawley? What's he doing? Is he just crying to kids every week? Is that the new shtick? Is that the gimmick? Is that what I'm supposed to understand is going on? I don't get it. Impact announces commentary team for Slammiversary, and I see Don West is in the picture. As long as they get fucking Josh Matthews off the TV, and honestly, I've not been watching Impact. I haven't been watching much of anything lately, to be honest with you. So I guess that's all I had about that. And that might be it, folks. Holy shit. Yeah, that's probably about it. Hope you guys have been watching wrestling and enjoying shit. Davey Boy Smith Jr. in an interview said he doesn't think Tyson Kidd's going to be wrestling again. Well, big fucking surprise. The poor guy's been out for over 2 fucking years with a fucked up neck that he had huge surgery on. Vince Russo issues apology to Eric Bischoff for being better than him. I don't know what to say, man. Like, I can't just sit there and watch Vince Russo just stare into a TV. Like, stare into, like his screen, like he's, like, looking at you and talking. And you know what, folks? I hate to say it. That's a small one, but I think that's about it for me tonight. I think I got some of the venom off my chest. I don't know what else there is to say. Gino Gotz, you fucking mook. You better help fucking Matt out. That's another thing I'll bring up. Apparently, WrestlePro has booked Colt Cabana and Bobby Lashley. Is he still the TNA World Champion? I don't know, but let's assume he is. TNA World Champion Bobby Lashley coming back to WrestlePro to take on Colt Boom Boom Cabana. And if I was Matt, I would show up. And I would do the Matt of old, the fucking 17-year-old punk Matt, who would show up at independent wrestling shows, ECPW, SSCW. You know, all the big names, and taunt and get thrown out of venues and then pull fire alarms allegedly when he got thrown out. Cause I would love to see Matt. Oh, just threaten Bobby Lashley. Or even if he pushed out and just took a picture with him, I would crack up. It would be hilarious to me. You know what, folks? I think I've had enough. Y'all are going to shit on this for this week, but whatever. Maybe I'll convince Phil to throw this up tomorrow before Turnbuckle Throwbacks, or maybe I'll just throw this up tonight. I don't know. hopefully next week we get an actual show together and we do a couple things. I'm just stalling because I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I'm really interested to talk about. Okay, I'll tell you this much. I could talk about Blue Apron for a few minutes. Go to shiningwizards.com, click on the Blue Apron link, get $30 off your first order. That's 2 meals times 3. That is 6 meals, 3 of them that you will prepare, and you will enjoy the process of cooking your own home-cooked meals, and then you will enjoy eating them as much as I do. Tasty stuff, good stuff. And if you're a vegan, you're a vegetarian, they got all kinds of options for you. You don't like meat, you don't like chicken, you could cancel that stuff out. Get some seafood, get some things going. They have tons of options delivered to your door, perfectly portioned, except for the potatoes. They gave me a lot of extra potatoes one time, and I'm wondering why I had to peel 18 potatoes to make a meal with 2 servings. But whatever, man. I ate them. They were good. Blue Apron, go to shiningwizards.com. Click the link to get your $30 off. Don't forget to support everybody on the Shining Wizards Network. All of our great shows. Keep listening. Keep tuning in. And a little word of advice. You know what? While I'm on the subject, I know that the Jewosaurus is trying to get back into podcasting. He's got the Stallion getting his back, which is not a bad thing at all. Both of those guys are aces in my book. But you'd figure after doing 150 episodes of 2.5 Wrestlers that they would figure out not to get so close to the microphones and then have somebody else sit 20 feet away. Figure it out. You know, Dave's not the greatest at editing music, as you can tell when he takes his quick breaks and just kind of comes right back in the middle of a great part of a song. But even he's got standards, guys. Come on, get with it. And with that, go Mets, go Yankees, and go to hell. I got a good song to end this week. It's one that I don't think I've ever played on the show, and it came across my my iTunes yesterday, and I'm like, why have I never used this? And it just fits, because a lot of people are pissed off at a lot of people these days, and everybody, just calm down. I'll see you all next week. Maybe.
Punch him in the dick, what? Punch him in the dick, what? Fuckers talk shit, I'ma punch him in the dick, rah! Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. Motherfuckers talk shit, I'ma punch him in the dick. Yo, look at that chump, see the way that he struts. Don't kick him in the rug, go nuts on his nuts. Just pop a squat, start letting off the shots. Like knock, 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 just go cock this lock. To all the cock knockers, nutcrackers, ball breakers, Peter beaters, keep on boxing the baby makers. Put a sock to the jaw, better make that a dump. Just a couple rounds of knuckles beneath the buckle and he'll buckle. If you're in trouble, give him some urine trouble. Hand him his balls and tell him better learn to juggle. Turn his pebbles into rubble, make him wonder what might have been. Make his own scalp will never rise again. Now every man claims to be the toughest and the meanest. But watch it crash, cause soon the losers will be the wieners. And the winners in all the gladiator arenas are always the ones that go straight for the penis. So punch him in the dick, what? Punch him in the dick, what? Fucker talk shit, I'm on. Punch him in the dick, blah! Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. Motherfucker talk shit, I'ma punch him in the dick. Punch him in the dick, what? Punch him in the dick, what? Fucker talk shit, I'ma punch him in the dick, blah! Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. You motherfuckers talk shit, I'ma punch him in the dick. I'll give you Willie a welt like you ain't never felt. Soon as I melt, I'ma pelt you below the belt like bang. Bust him in the wing like it ain't no thing. Now you really can't hang. You ain't gotta be a dude, should I dick punch a chick? Cause I don't discriminate when I punch him in the dick. Whether Susie Homemaker or a floozy homewrecker, I'm a decker in the pecker, motherfucker. It could be your mama, better be no drama. You could be the Dalai Lama, I'ma still put it on you with a right, left, yo, dick punched. Then you say, goddamn, my shit's crunched. Scrotum, and a damn near killed him. I don't care if you live in Baltimore, forget about children. You ain't got enough kung fu to bust some ninja shit. Fuck Sun Tzu, you wanna learn the art of war? Punch him in the dick, what? Punch him in the dick, what? Fuckers talk shit straight, punch him in the dick, blah! Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. Motherfuckers talk shit straight, punch him in the dick, yeah. Punch him in the dick, what? Punch him in the dick, what? Fuckers talk shit straight, punch him in the dick, blah! Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. You motherfuckers talk shit, punch him in the dick. We got a brand new dick. Punch his ass right in the dick. We got
talking shit. I'ma drop a fist on your naughty bits. I got punches unbearable. You bet your rear end it'll sting when I start swinging on your genitals, cause then it'll swell up all out of proportion. Looking like an eggplant forced in through your foreskin. Never mind abortion, forget vasectomy. I got your birth control, pow, nut check, homie.
I punch God in the dick, I punch Mary in the dick, I punch Jesus Christ in the dick. Yo, I punch Cheney in the dick, I punch Powell in his colon, I punch George in his bush, I punch Condoleezza Rice in the dick.
Punch him in the dick, motherfuckers talk shit straight. Punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick.
You motherfuckers talk shit,
well, I'ma punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick. Motherfuckers talk shit straight, punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick, punch him in the dick.
Motherfuckers talk shit,
yo, punch him in the dick. Love to punch him in the dick, watch me punch him in the dick. Love to punch him in the dick, born to punch him in the dick. Forever punch him in the dick, sucker punch him in the dick, fruit punch him in the dick. Hawaiian punch him in the motherfucking dick.
Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 dio da. Hey, Dominic, one and a dollar.
Time has arrived. We are broadcasting raw live from my ass. Boom, boom. I'd rather watch two old women slap my ass. Woo! That's as tough as a chunk of my ass. Here comes the biggest ass. The big man is back. Jim Ross, 350 pounds here.
Say hello to
my ass. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest spectacle on earth, my ass. 30 men will enter my ass. You know what I mean. The most important thing to a tag team is my ass.
I totally agree with you, JR.
Here you go, King. Kiss my ass.
I wish you would jump on top of me, JR.
It disgusts me to see my ass.
My daughter's nursery rhymes are more aggressive than this. I can't help but look at her butt, JR.
What? This is making me sick. Is it over? No, not yet. Referee Earl Hebner is always in my ass.
That's a little weird.
Transmission! He's got a first-class ticket to my ass. Executioner!
Here comes Maven.
Raven.
What?
Jim Ross. Now, let's not give anyone some bad ideas. There's going to be plenty of turbulence in my ass. Booker T is an idiot. It's not the rock bottom. It's my ass.
Are you serious?
The poison has now been injected into my ass.
This is not right, King.
The poison is not going to stop until they wipe my ass. I can think of about 7,000 or 8,000 things I'd rather have in my ass.
I don't even care anymore.
Look at the confident expression on my ass.
The fat lady's singing now.
He's only got one thing on his mind, and it's my ass.
My granny is the most feared object of pain.
Everyone, don't forget to visit myass.com for great WWE products.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see that coming. It's about as effective as a one-legged man in my ass.
Like taking candy from a baby.
I'm gonna tell you the truth right now. I've known JR for 20 years, and he don't give a damn about the fans. He's a glory hound, and he just doesn't want to hang it up. He doesn't want to admit that his days are over.
Oh! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Ooh. Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka!
Old school. The big man is back. Anyway, I have some news here for you. Kiss my ass, lousy bastard. That's all.
Oh my God! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom 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 boom!
Give it to him! Give it to him!
Shakalaka!
Jim Ross
is every woman's dream and every man's nightmare.
It's assault and battery.
Oh!
Oh yeah! Nothing could stop that Oklahoma Stampede.
Don't do it!
Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka!
Good old
boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka! Boom shakalaka!
you're gay. You're fucking gay.